Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there and welcome to New Life Live. Great to get to spend time with you, whether you're home, work, car, whatever it is. Really glad you're here. We've got a special program today, and we're going to be on in the studio for 3 hours if you want to join us. 1-800-229-3000. Now, one reason that it's special is I'm on with Dr. Sherry Keffer. Sherry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great,
wonderful. Great. I'm happy about that. And then Sherry Keffer introduced me to our next special guest. We talk about him all the time, and it is Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, welcome.
Hey, Steve. What a joy to be with you.
Thank you. And Dr. Amen and I were down in Florida together, and I was able to spend some time with folks that were doing some recording and folks backstage who had gone through a very, very simple plan that anybody can do. And it all, the things that they had done all relate to the book we're going to talk about today, which is Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. Now, I mean, how can it get any better than that? You get better quickly, but it takes. That's what I think everybody's looking for. The quick fix that lasts forever. Well, it's not instant fix, but it isn't something you have to wait 6 months to experience. Let's talk about it. Just in general, this really does work in the short term.
Well, we looked at 40 people who did the program over 8 weeks, and 83% of them said their memory was better. And when we tested them, there was significant difference in memory, mood, overall quality of life, processing speed, executive function, which means being able to run your life.
Yeah.
And we're pretty excited about that. And it comes down to this one little tiny habit. Is this good for my brain or bad for it?
Yeah.
And then supporting it with just some simple nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids and some other things to just optimize your brain. Starts, of course, with love. You have to love your brain. Nobody loves their brain. What a dumb concept, right? I love you with all my heart.
I love
you know,
my
as
brain.
Valentine's Day comes up.
Well, think about it. If you look at the person you love as you look at your wives, right? It's like with this doughy look. Think about looking at your brain that way with that much passion.
And, you know, and I often say, if you had a $1 million racehorse, would you ever feed it junk food?
No, I never would.
Only if you're an idiot. Right,
I gotta
you're worth so much more.
I have to tell people about this incredible thing that I got to experience the other day. So, 2 years ago, I took this ADD test. That's really why I said to Sherry, I'd love to know what kind of ADD. So, I took this test. I did a horrible job on it.
Steve, it was home. A little bit more than that, right? You were kind of crashing. Your brain, it wasn't just about ADD. It was really, there were several things going on that you didn't know about, but you weren't functioning well.
It wasn't going well.
Yeah.
So I took the test, and then 3 months later, I took it again, and I did worse. And so now, 2 years later, my diet's different, supplements, the way I exercise, so much of this we're going to talk about today. I did. So the printout came back, no signs of attention deficit disorder. Now, I still have it, but because of medication, the supplements, and the other things, the test was a totally different experience, and it was sure a lot less frustrating than it was before. So I've experienced results, and that's really all I care about. You get results or you don't get results. I think you will. Now, We'll talk to you about anything, but if you have a brain thing, we'd love for you to call us. 1-800-229-3000. Not only is Dr. Amen a psychiatrist, he went to Oral Roberts University, got a Lifetime Achievement Award from them. He's one of us. We'll be back after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Before we talk with Dr. Heyman and Dr. Sherry Kepfer about brains and the things that you want to talk about at 1-800-229-3000, we did our first Finding Freedom intensive in Washington, D.C. this past weekend. And Louie wanted to share a little bit about that. And so we said, yeah, we'll just have you right on. And so I haven't talked with Louie, but Louie, welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What did you want to share? And thanks for wanting to share it.
You know, I just wanted to say that it was one of the greatest weekends I've ever experienced in my life. Walking away from it, it just gave me a whole new perspective. And just a whole new way of looking at things, you know?
Mm. I love that. What was it that caused you to want to go?
Well, I have met somebody special in my life. And you know, she's also involved with New Life Ministries. And she is an incredible example of a human being. Mm. And so I thought, gosh, you know, if that's what's happening to her, I want two loads of that, right? So I went on to the weekend. I didn't expect really anything. I went in with open arms and open heart and open mind, and I got so much out of it. It blew me away. You know, listening to you speak is always inspiring and enlightening. And after the first session, you know, we went out to the breakout session. And there we were. There's eight men. I mean, we were corralled like silent little sheep in this mm-hmm. room. And soon after, our fearless counselor would have us singing like birds, right? Mm-hmm. But it was an amazing, amazing example, these eight men, of willingness to learn. And mm-hmm. also, it was such a courageous, display also. These guys openly shared their wounds and their scars and their gashes and bruises and cuts and of their past life and what was. And we determined together, gosh, that was, if we didn't make certain changes, that would affect us forever. And it wouldn't
Absolutely.
Get us to where we needed to be.
Well, Louie?
So that, yes.
I'm out of time, but tell somebody that's thinking about going in May, encourage them to go.
Please, if you're broken, which you are, we're all broken, and if you just want to self-improve, this is for you. You will come out looking at the world differently, and you will have experienced some of the best things you've ever experienced ever. Please go. It's the best investment for you.
Well, Louie, I think you are now investing in their lives, and I appreciate you going, the results that you got, and we'll just hope that it's the beginning. And anybody wanting information on it, it's in May. It's in California, Finding Freedom. Some of the freedom that I've found has come by working with Dr. Amen. Brand new book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. And one of the things about this book is it's a now versus later approach to things. And boy, do we ever need things now versus later. And so maybe we could just start, and then we'll take a call, about some simple things, Dr. Amen, that you point out that people could do versus kind of the things that we just do without thinking. What are those simple things that people can do to feel better?
Well, we are such creatures of habit, and unfortunately, people go back to the things that make them feel good that have habitually done that, like sugar or alcohol or marijuana or vegging out in front of the television. But a simple thing you can do is get a playlist that, because music has been found to actually stimulate the focus and mood centers of the brain. So it can make you feel good almost immediately. So find those 10 songs you love that love you back.
Yeah, great idea.
So exercise, I mean, it's like the universal salve for your brain.
Can I just stop for a second? On the music thing, a lot of people will listen to some very confrontational, caustic talk radio. They're struggling with their brain, and I'm talking about the political talk radio stuff, which is very valuable. But if you're struggling with your brain and you're listening to that for an hour in the car versus the kind of music that you're talking about, I would just say you're missing an opportunity to make it better versus exacerbate the problem.
You know, there's no question of it. I think of the news and the political climate now is really a weapon of mass destruction, that the level of communication is so bad. The psychological habits are so awful and disease-promoting.
And the rants.
On both sides.
Right? The
rants. On both sides.
Yeah,
they're
so taxing.
Really... The brain has a tendency to look for what's wrong. That's how we survive. But the news media has really taken that to a new level. Wherever you turn on, CNN, Fox, whatever, everything is breaking news, even though you've heard it for 6 days. It's breaking news. And they're trying to go after your amygdala. So the amygdala is this little almond-shaped structure in the brain. You have two of them, and it finds fear.
Yeah.
And it's doing that to protect you, but they stimulate it over and over and over again, which makes you anxious, afraid, and upset. So if you purposefully choose music, certain forms of meditation, and scriptures. I know Steve actually wrote the foreword for my book, Stones of Remembrance, which are scriptures to help you manage your mind, that can work. Certain foods, especially colorful vegetables, they're just loaded with medicine. Steve, there's this fascinating new study. So in Australia, there's two remote islands. One has fast food, one doesn't. And they looked at the level of omega-3 fatty acids in the blood, and as you would assume, the fast food island, much lower. Well, omega-3s are so important for your brain. The level of depression in the fast food island was 4 times what it was. It was like 3% on the island that had no fast food was 16% on the island. So food matters, and food can make you feel better now and later, as opposed to the banana split that makes you feel better now, but in a half an hour you don't feel right. So
if I could share what I shared down there in Florida, and that is that, you know, having been an overeater, I was so used to eating to feel better, you know, just kind of whatever the impulse was, and to change from eating to feel better to eating to think better. It's just a little gift I give myself, where it's really, it is more healthy protein, less sugar, less a lot of stuff. And I think it really does make a difference if you can just do that little shift in your mind. Hey, I need to eat to make this brain work, not to make my tummy feel better, or my, you know, my little inner child feel better. I need to feed the adult, not the inner child. Get that inner child taken care of by somebody else.
But, you know, a concept I think you and I talked about is you only want to love food that loves you back. Now, yeah. I think all of us in this on this call have been in relationships that were maybe not the best for us. And I know I certainly have. And, you know, I'm not doing that anymore. I am not going to be in relationships with people who don't love me back. And I'm for certain not doing that with food, right? So I only eat things I love, no suffering in getting well, but yeah. I love that love me back. Because yeah, you're in a right. relationship with yes. food. And you want to okay. be in a good one, not an abusive one.
Let's take a call. And 1-800-229-3000. We're here for 3 hours. So if you don't get in now, I mean, all the lines are lit up. If you don't get in now, then you call us in an hour. Todd, Washington, D.C., Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific. Hi, Todd. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Great. How can we help you today? What's going on? Maybe we can figure something out for you.
Praise God that Dr. Amen is on today. I am a school psychologist, and a parent actually told me about Dr. Amen last year. And so I did a bit of rudimentary, you know, work to find out, you know, about his work, and was elated to later find out that he is a, that you're a Christian, Dr. Amen. So my question is twofold. The first question is, I myself have struggled with executive functioning issues, memory issues, and depression for a long time. I have been seeing a psychiatrist for the last couple of years. You know, I take medication, but I'm not getting good results. Either I have trouble with sleeping or I sleep too much, and it interferes with me functioning well in the rest of my life. So my first question, and hopefully I'll be able to ask both of them, but my first question is about what I can do to get better results for myself, and if there's maybe somebody in the area that I could see that practices like you and who, you know, I could be assured to get better results than I'm getting from whom I'm seeing now.
So I have a clinic in Reston, Virginia, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. You know, I'm horrified that most psychiatrists still in 2019 diagnose people with depression based on symptom clusters, sort of like they did in 1840 when Lincoln was depressed. Depression is a symptom. It's not a diagnosis. There are lots of different ways to get it. And so, you know, if you're near a clinic, first thing I'd do is scan you, because how do I know what's going on in your brain by guessing?
Sure.
So that's number one. Two, whenever I think of depression that's not responding, I'm thinking, well, you might have a different kind than most people do. Maybe it's due to low thyroid, or you had a head injury, or you have Lyme. Washington, D.C. is right in the heart of Lyme disease country. It's, well, what are the causes that we can address to give you a better brain and then subsequently a better life? And I see, at least on the board, that you also had a question about memory, and depression and memory go hand in hand, because anything that suppresses brain function affects your mood, but also your ability to think clearly. And you also mentioned executive function, so that makes me think of low activity in the front part of your brain. And interesting study that medications like Wellbutrin and supplements like SAMe actually work better for men that have five times incidence of ADD than for women. Women
That's
tend to respond to SSRIs because their brains are busier, and SSRIs tend to calm them down. Men, in general, tend to respond to more stimulating antidepressants or even antidepressant supplements like SAMe. So if I was you, before I did medicine, first thing I'd do is start exercising, four times a week, walk like you're late. Second thing I do is take omega-3 fatty acids, higher in EPA than DHA. Third thing I do is learn, and you're already a psychologist, so probably know how to not believe every stupid thing you think. So what we do with cognitive therapy. The fourth thing I do, and I'd absolutely do this, I check your thyroid, your testosterone, your fasting blood sugar, your hemoglobin A1C. I talk about all of this in my book, Memory Rescue, and also in Feel Better Fast. It's like, if you don't know your important numbers, well, we can't change them, right? You can't change what you don't measure. So the idea, and this is how most people are diagnosed with depression, they go to their family doctor, they go, I'm depressed. They start them on SSRIs without investigating, yeah. Well, why the heck are you depressed, and how can we give you a better brain and subsequently mm-hmm. a better life?
All right. To me, there are a lot of reasons to do something, and one thing is, you don't know where it's all going. You assume, oh, I won't get worse. But when it comes to your brain, I mean, that's really a foolish way to look at it. And so whatever results I get, I feel good that it's not going to be worse than it was or would have been if I hadn't done it. And you don't want to wait. This isn't something that you want to wait on. So it's a great book. Doctor, you can get it through us. And Dr. Amen is a great resource, especially if you tried other things, just like Todd has. We'll be back right after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We'll get to as many calls as we possibly can. Also give you some information whether you call or not. But right now, I want to talk with Heather, Cypress, Texas. And she listens to us online on newlife.com. You can also listen to us on the app. Heather, you're on with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's going on?
Great. I'm in the car, and I'm getting a call in, so it might beep for a little bit. But my question is, have there been any studies done on ADHD and the effects of marijuana on the brain, and whether that can lead into something more severe like bipolar disorder?
Surely you don't have somebody in your family that you love and care about that's using marijuana, do you?
Well, I hope not, but I'm suspecting that my 18-year-old daughter, who just moved out and is still in high school,
uh-huh.
And her dad co-signed the loan to let her move out, and without even talking to me about this. I caught her vaping a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And
all right. So let's hear about marijuana, Dr. Amon.
So I just did an interview this morning for an hour on Sirius Radio about marijuana, and the news is not good. I just published a study on 62,000 scans showing marijuana prematurely ages the brain. And there are two replicated studies from Norway showing that in vulnerable people, marijuana increases the risk of psychosis. So maybe not specifically bipolar disorder, but schizophrenia. And that's a disaster. That means it's a potentially dangerous drug. Obviously not for everybody, but for a developing brain, I'm just not a fan, and I think Sherry has the same feeling.
Oh, I've had two folks come in within the last year with a marijuana-induced psychosis. Now, they were around 20 to 22 years old, so that's kind of the time that maybe somebody could actually go into, like, a schizophrenia or something like that. But once we found out about the marijuana and they stopped using it, it was crazy. In about a month, it took about 4 or 5 weeks, but they started coming back online. So what you're saying is so true, Dr. Amon, and I think that this idea of marijuana being legalized across the country, at some point, people are going to be able to see the damage, and it's going to start costing folks money enough to kind of wake us up that you can't just play with marijuana.
Well, and we used to think that opiates were not a problem when they first came out.
And alcohol, right?
And benzos, like Valium and Xanax. And
is this the new drug that you think is going to end up getting attention?
So, you know, I'm actually a fan of legalizing it because I don't want to put people who smoke pot in jail and let them hang out with seriously bad people and then sleep deprive them and chronically stress them and feed them bad food. But we have to stop saying it's good for us or it's innocuous, because it's not innocuous. And I would be very concerned if I was you. And, you know, I mean, what can you do when they're 18? Is you can model brain healthy behavior and you can nudge them, but always protect your relationship with them. Otherwise, you have no influence at all.
There you go.
I was going to say, and Heather, this situation with your husband co-signing a loan for your daughter and not talking about it, right? There's questions that we have regarding, one, the communication with your husband, what's going on there, and for your daughter, let's just say she continues to use marijuana, which actually causes a lack of motivation. Eventually, she might even have some trouble paying for that place that she's just gotten. So, right, there's enabling this potential brain problem down the road.
Yeah.
Well, and my question was specifically, she does have ADHD. My ex is, I know he's a heavy drinker. That's what he admits to. And the ADHD came from him, because I don't have it. So it had to, and I know he's got that. He was prescribed Ritalin by a psychiatrist at one point. And is she at more higher risk, and could it develop into something like bipolar, or is it more schizophrenia?
Well, it'll make the ADHD worse. And where do you guys live?
Houston, basically.
Yeah. Boy, at some point I'd scan her if you could, just to get a look at what's going on in her brain.
She's cut everything off. Her dad's financing all this. I had custody. He hasn't even seen her in almost 2 years. And she went whining to him, because I think she is in this phase, you know, this rebellious phase, right before she goes off to college. And he didn't even discuss any of it with me. It just hit me in the face one night, and then she was out the next. And she's 18. I can't stop her.
Heather, let us send you this book. Maybe there'll be some insight in there that you can help her with. And I just love what Dr. Amon said. You have to maintain the relationship, or try to reestablish it now, because when it falls apart, you want to be the person they fall back to when it falls apart. Really, really important.
And not with a, I told you so.
No, no, no.
But with a,
I'm here for you.
I'm here for you, and I'd like to help you work on getting better.
Yeah. You know, I really, I look at some of the old things that people did, smoking, some of the ads about smoking. I think a lot of people that are very smart today, that are public about saying marijuana's great and all, I think they're going to look like Ricky Ricardo smoking and talking about the benefits of tobacco. They just don't see the reality. Not that they're stupid, they just don't see it, just like people that used to promote smoking. We'll be back right after this, 1-800-229-3000.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself in our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. A couple of times you've heard Dr. Amen say, based on this Feel Better Fast and Make It Last book, new book, published by Tyndale, great group. But you've heard him say, now we've got to get rid of these negative thoughts, and he calls them ants. You might say, you know what, that's a bunch of that psychology stuff, that positive psychology stuff. Let me tell you where all that positive psychology stuff started. One place it started was with Paul, Philippians 4, 8. Here's what Paul said. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. So here again, you might criticize psychology, but that's the Bible. Before that, he says, hey, don't worry about anything. And said, instead, just pray about it, and you're going to have great peace. And before that, he says, hey, be full of joy and rejoice, and let everybody see that in you. So when you hear things, sometimes the things that make sense right out of Scripture, and you can't get much better positive psychology than what Paul's saying right here. Think on those things. Well, let's go back to the phones. I mean, we're really getting some great calls here, and I want to talk with, how about we talk
I think John is where we were going to go.
Yeah, and you can mute that little thing. Yes, go to John, see what he's doing today. John, are you there? Oh, looks like John just might have gone away. John, are you there? No, John is not there. We'll get John back on, if he'll call back, hopefully. All right, let's go to, how about Stacy, see what's going on with Stacy. Hi, Stacy, welcome. Is Stacy there? Well, we're just having some problems here. Stacy's not there either.
Do you want to go to Jane?
I'm going to go to Jane. Here's Jane. Jane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. All right. How can we help you, Jane?
Yes, I heard you in the beginning of the show. You were talking about ADD and things of the brain, and I suffer with ADD, and I'm self-diagnosed, and I've had it for a long time because I know that I can't deal with a lot of distraction.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten any help for it? Have you ever gotten any help for it?
Have I ever gotten any help? No.
And why is that? Just curious.
Well, I thought it's to help myself. I have a master's degree in mental health counseling, and I don't like to take medication.
Why not?
Because mm-hmm. I don't. I just don't want to put it in my body, these things, because they're altering to my
But brain. What if it fixed your head? You see what I'm saying? I mean, I get it. We don't want to put stuff in that we don't need. But if your brain, the organ, the brain...
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't get what it needs. Well, I'll let you talk to Dr. Amen, but I do want to say this. Most of us, we do not like medication. But if a liver needs a medication mm-hmm. before we have to have a liver transplant, we'll take the medication. But when the brain needs yes. it, it's like it's a totally different thing. But it really isn't a totally
right.
different thing. So Dr. Amen, you take over here and help her.
So, Jane, the idea you have is yeah. so common. You know, I think half of the patients who come to us at Amen Clinics, and we see about 6,000 patient visits a month among our 8 clinics around the world. The closest one to you is in New York, in Manhattan. But people come and they go, I don't want to take medication. And, you know, my job isn't to tell you to take medicine or not. It's to help you have a better brain and a better life. And people who have ADD generally, not always, but generally have sleepy frontal lobes. So the front part of their brain is a little sleepier. And exercise works for that. Decreasing screen time, getting rid of things like gluten and dairy, checking your ferritin, that's your iron, magnesium, zinc, thyroid levels. So all of those things help. So I tend to start with, well, what are the natural things I can do, least toxic? And if they don't work, I medicate you. Because
holistic things.
Right.
And I also was a school teacher for years, and I saw kids that had ADD, and then I saw kids on medication. And I didn't think it was the same kid sometimes, because this kid is acting differently. And the norm for him was to be creative and on top of things, and his ideas are popping all the time, and that's how I am. I'm constantly working on something, and I like that about me. And it keeps me active. I'm 70 years old, and I don't look it, and I don't feel it. But
so,
the only thing that bothers me about it is that it interferes with, well, probably my relationships, because people don't quite understand that, you know, you're hitting that cup on the table right there while we have coffee, and that's really bothering me.
So let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, Jane. All right, I want to tell you a little story. And I learned this from Dr. Amen when I worked with him. So I had somebody come to me, and she thought she had ADD. But on the screen, and you hadn't mentioned this, you deal with anxiety and claustrophobia. So because nobody had ever looked at her brain, Dr. Amen has taught me that sometimes ADD and anxiety, the symptoms can look the same. Because somebody who's over anxious may be very distracted too. So guess what she did? She went to Amen Clinics. She had her brain scan done. And you know what? She had the most beautiful prefrontal cortex ever. That's the front part of your brain. It was fully filled in. Her problem was not ADD. It was anxiety. And so for years, she'd been thinking and trying these certain things to help her with the ADD, but it was the wrong road. And so coming back from Amen Clinics, we were able to develop a plan to focus on helping her brain with her anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And that might be going on for you. What do you think, Dr. Amen?
Well, it's absolutely true, right? If you don't look, you don't know if you make diagnoses just based on symptoms.
Yeah.
I have a book called Healing ADD where I talk about seven different types, and one is called anxious ADD.
Yep.
And if you put them on stimulants, you know, the typical treatment for ADD that you saw as a teacher, they focus more on the things that bother them. So they actually increases their anxiety.
Yeah. But you're not going to know that if you don't ever get help for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about stimulants when they work is they work, you'll know in a week. Sometimes people know in 45 minutes. It's like, whoa. And if they make things worse, there's generally no long-term side effects from that.
Right.
But you know, so then you move on to the next thing by just living with it. And let's talk about ADD and creativity because you brought that up. And I think, Steve, you might agree with me because you're an incredibly creative person, is that people with ADD, when they get treated, actually become more creative.
No question.
Because they finish stuff. Yeah. And that's a good thing. And I have this one artist.
You've never finished. She says she's never finished anything. Look at that.
And so you actually become more creative because your creative ideas can come to completion.
Let me tell you what the proper supplement and medication, diet and exercise does. It turns creativity into productive creativity. Big difference, because if you have 17 unfinished short stories, you are more frustrated than if you didn't have any. But when you finish one and then another and another, it makes all the difference in the world. I'm involved in a writing project right now for a book, and I'm on page 98 of me just sitting down and writing. And I will finish that. In years past, I might turn that over to somebody else and say, could you just finish this up and take my ideas and do the best with it? So what am I saying here? I'm saying, please explore some options that you think might not be good for you, but a lot of people who know a lot, who also have a lot of faith and a lot of care about people, they think it's a good idea. That's all I want to say to folks who are resistant to counseling or resistant to medication or resistant to getting help. We started this program because we wanted people to get help for things they don't want to get help for. We realized the last thing you want to do is ever have to call us or go to see a psychiatrist. But if that's what you need, don't let it be the last thing. Let it be the thing that becomes the next right thing for you to do. That's being a good steward of what you have. I'll send you this book. I hope it's going to help you, but I can't encourage you enough to be willing to explore and find out. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day whose wife is in incredibly bad shape. And he says, well, she's really into holistic medicine. And I said, she's holistically in trouble. The whole of her is in trouble. And so now we have to treat the whole person. And let's get her the help. Let's go see the psychiatrist that can help her, because this is serious. I really believe in that. I believe in the Bible. I believe in good communication. But sometimes the organ must be treated chemically. We'll be back right after this.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I want to make a clarification here. And you know, I'm the one that's talking about the willingness to get medication if you need it. Not Dr. Amen isn't the one that's doing that. And it's me because I've seen in our community people resist it, and I've seen the people that have really needed it, and then they take whatever they need, and they take the supplements, they do the other things with it, and I've seen them get results. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. But I know, Dr. Amen, your heart isn't, hey, let's medicate the world. Your heart is getting people the right treatment, and many times that doesn't involve medication. It involves a lot of other things, but not that.
Well, and I'm not opposed to medicine. I've prescribed it for a long time. I'm opposed, though, to it's the first and only thing you do.
Right.
And I'm working on a new book called The End of Mental Illness. And we need to stop thinking of these as mental problems and start thinking them of brain issues that steal your mind. Yeah. And you know, when you think of it as mental, people are ashamed to get help. It stains them, almost taints them. But if you think of it as brain, it's like, well, I want a better brain. Like you'd think of it as heart, or you'd think of it as liver. It's like, if I have a liver problem, I'm not ashamed of it. Even though my lifestyle may have caused it, it's, well, what do I do to make it better?
Right.
And that's what I want people to think about for their brain. It's if I have a better brain, then I have a better life. Then we don't talk about, well, does marijuana make ADD worse? Of course it makes it worse because it makes your brain worse.
Right. Okay. So let me go over a couple of things. We'll take one more call. We're going to be on for 2 more hours. So hang on. I mean, we'll be in the studio for 2 more hours. 1-800-229-3000. But Dr. Amen's book, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Whatever you're struggling with, it's going to unlock that healing potential. That's what it's going to do. Now, also, when you make a gift of any amount, we can send you a thank you from Dr. Dave Stoop's book. We'll send you Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And I've talked about Club New Life here at the sign up for Club New Life here at the end of the month, please. Because you can start off in February, and we'll send you these 4 amazing videos that Mylon and Kay did on sex and your kids, talking to your kids about that, raising the adult kids, parenting them, 12 questions that will change any relationship, and how anger affects those love styles. And then I want to remind you, Every Man's Battle is March the 8th in Dallas, and we're going to do Intimacy in Marriage. Well, I'm telling you, that's tomorrow in Orange County. Well, no, that's going to be February the 15th. In Orange County. You can sign up. It's going to be amazing. We Save Marriages there. Restores March the 1st. And then our New Life Weekend, Finding Freedom, May the 3rd. We are thrilled with the results of that. I'm going to take a final call in this program, and then just hang on. We'll try to get to your call, and you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Lynn, Reading, Pennsylvania. Hi, Lynn. You're on with Dr. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling. I have 2 girls who were adopted as newborns. Both have a diagnosis of ADHD. What we do, I guess my question is, how do you flesh out what is adoption, which came first, what is ADHD? We do a highly structured life. We do a very clean diet, like nothing artificial, nothing colored. We just work really hard with them. We're connected parents. We love them to death. But sometimes, like my seven-year-old, as connected as we can be and as caring, she still has, like, anger that comes out. And what comes out is the adoption piece. Like, you're not my real mom. My heart feels lonely. And I just don't know if that's the ADHD because I've read it all. I've read ADHD. I've read trauma and adoption. My youngest one didn't have prenatal care. So I just don't know which is which and what should I be focusing on besides the diet structure, tons of love.
It's a great question. And kids who are adopted have a higher incidence of ADHD. Why? Because of the impulsivity which caused them to be born. And so there's a genetic part, but there's always a psychological part.
True.
So, you know, the hallmark symptoms of ADHD, short attention span, but not for everything. It's short attention span for regular routine everyday things, schoolwork, homework, paperwork, chores.
We have.
Distractibility, disorganization, procrastination, and impulse control issues. The adoption issues is more around anxiety, attachment, sadness. So you have to sort of separate out. Obviously, it's important to get the psychological issues. I have another book that I love called Captain Snout and the Superpower Questions. It's about teaching kids not to believe every stupid thing they think, how to eliminate the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. So that will be helpful for the kids. And then you want to make sure – and you're doing the right things. You're feeding them correctly. You want to really ramp up their exercise because that actually works as an antidepressant and can help them as well. I'd be giving both of them fish oil to optimize their brain. So if you read Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, I talk about how to get their brain right, their rational mind right, their relationships right. There's a whole section on grief and past emotional trauma. What are the foods for their brain? And ultimately, you teach them. It's you do it not because you should. You do it because you love yourself.
And I want to say, one more quick thing. Is she's telling you what she needs? I think she's saying, "I'm grieving, Mom. You're not my real mom." And so I think that she needs some deep heart work as well right now as she's being honest with you about her hurt. It's
sadness. She's not her real biological mom.
Right.
But she is her real mom.
Exactly.
Because she showed up.
Right.
And she's doing the right things.
Totally. But using her words, she's in this little crisis. So I think it's a good time to focus on that.
So one other thing along that line is ADD kids and adults are conflict driven. They are looking to stimulate themselves. And so when their medication wears off or if they're not taking medicine, they'll find the worst thought and project it. And so she may be unconsciously using "you're not my real mom" as a way to torture her mother to get her mother to react.
I've
seen that conflict-seeking, negative-seeking behavior, but when the stimulants in them and working, they're fine. It's when it wears off or before they take it in the
morning, there's
more conflict. And so
I might have been guilty of that from time to time. Now
you never want to pick up the rope.
So if you are on the line, hang on. And if not, you can join us here in a bit, 1-800-229-3000. Now I'm going to send her Feeling Better Fast and Make It Last. You can order this book at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's by Tyndale House Publishers. That is a Christian publisher. You're going to love this book. I mean, it's all right there. And it's so simple, makes sense, and you will get results from it if you'll follow it. Now, I just have to put one more plug in for our marriage weekend, February the 15th. I just, as radical a change as you can have in your brain, you can have that kind of change if you'll join us with Mylon Kay, myself, in California, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. It makes all the difference in the world. And you guys, you know, some of you guys, you're into pornography because of that same thing. You need or wanted that stimulation, and then you discovered, "I'm addicted to this. I can't break free." We can help you, addicted or not, at Every Man's Battle. Don't continue to struggle alone. We'll end this program right now. Thank you, Dr. Amen. But you can join us the next hour, 1-800-229-3000. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us or if we can help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.